Right. Homophones are words that sound alike but have different meanings. Homonyms are a subset of homophones. They sound alike and are spelled alike but have different meanings. The word right is a good example of a word with many homophones and homonyms, as the following story illustrates. When you write copy, you own the right of copyright to the copy you write, if the copy is right. If, however, your copy falls over, you must write your copy. If you write religious services, then you write right and own the right of copyright to the right you write. Conservatives write right copy and own the right of copyright to the right copy they write. A right-wing cleric would write right and owns the right of copyright to the right he has the right to write. His editor has the job of making the right copy right before the copyright can be right. Should Reverend Jim Wright decide to write right, then Wright would write right, to which Wright has the right of copyright. Duplicating his right would be to copyright's right, and violate copyright to which Wright would have the right to write. Right? Use this color-coded key to understand the homophones and homonyms used in the story. Write, spelled W-R-I-T-E, as a verb, means to compose letters or words. Right, R-I-G-H-T, as a noun, is a legal or moral claim. Right, spelled the same way, used as an adjective, means correct, proper. Right, again spelled R-I-G-H-T, but used as a verb, means to restore something to its proper condition. Rite, R-I-T-E, is a ceremonial act. That is also a noun. Right, capitalized, means conservative, politically conservative. And right, capitalized, W-R-I-G-H-T, is a common surname, probably originally meaning maker, as in playwright, wheelwright, cartwright, shipwright, etc. I got this story from a friend who got it from a friend who found it on the internet, but I couldn't trace it back to the original author. If any of you know who wrote it, let me know. I don't want to violate someone's copyright. That just wouldn't be right.